Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:50 so I can hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in the car.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. KISS 95.1.
There you go, brother.
Good morning.
So we're down to Lorraine today. She texted and said that baby Cash wasn't feeling well. She had a fever and whatnot. So he and her are at home together.
Sucks.
And she said, well, if I get him back down to sleep, because Dallas is out of town for work, I'll come in. And we said, no, don't worry about it. We'll just throw producer Nicole into your seat, who is more than happy to do so.
Whoa. Yeah. She was so excited. She was jumping up and down going, I get to be a radio superstar.
I can't wait.
What's so crazy is most of the people in radio are dying to get on the radio.
You're dying to produce it.
You're dying to get into that little studio of yours and on the radio.
I got things to do.
Okay, well, assistant producer Patrick is here to help you.
Yeah.
So when we sold Patrick's position to our big boss, he said, "Why? You already have a producer. Why do you need another one?" We said, hey, when Loren's sick, she could sit in with us. I like that idea. So you and Roy just don't talk to each other all morning.
That was one of the selling points.
So this is called Operation Ren.
Yep.
And when Operation Ren happens, this is what happened. Now, go ahead and tell Patrick what his duties are for today.
Okay, so we need to keep up with social media.
But you could do that from in here on your phone.
Okay. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all that from my phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll help you.
How about you do it all?
No, just keep going. I'm helping you help him.
Okay. Phone screening, pull the audio, pull the air checks, make sure the spots run, make sure the traffic runs, on top of blogs and everything else.
Hey, well, the good thing is that making sure the spots and the traffic run, you're in here for that.
That is a
you're
good
closer
thing.
To the you're closer to the epicenter of the problem.
And Patrick, or producer Joaquin, as we call you, it looks like you have your hands full today.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There you go. That sounds like a man right there who's ready to attack the day.
You know, because Patrick's main responsibility is his video, but we sold the position as, well, you never know. We might need another helping hand, and here's the moment.
Mm-hmm. And I couldn't be happier for Operation Ren to be underway. Yep. If you guys missed our big announcement yesterday at 7 a.m., we're going to tell you what Friday is and how cool this whole thing is going to be. Friday is going to be a great day for mothers as we head into Mother's Day weekend. So we'll get into that, plus $1,000 at 8 a.m. this morning. And who heckled Roy as he left yesterday? And I told him it was going to happen.
Man, it felt like we were leaving middle school and a bunch of bullies were outside.
We'll tell you about that coming up, all of it, in just about 3 minutes.
You got to get up, man. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. KISS 95.1.
Hi.
Oh, man.
Boy, you never know what you're going to hear on Facebook Live.
I know. You can actually watch us if you look up. If you want to know like what goes behind the scenes. You don't want to know. But in case you do, Facebook, look up KISS 95.1. You'll hear us say sometimes some...
I was
things.
Just trying to shock producer Nicole, who's sitting in for Loren.
It shocked me.
So Loren's out today, but yesterday she was here as we made the announcement that Friday is going to be Diamond Day.
Yes, we are giving away a diamond every hour thanks to our friends at Diamonds Direct in South Park, all in honor of Mother's Day. So listen to the MRL Morning Show for your chance to win a diamond. And then, of course, you can also have a chance to win a diamond online, in which we'll actually be broadcasting live from Diamonds Direct later that day on Friday to give away a diamond as well.
That's right. So a lot going on this Friday. Diamond Day right here with the MRL Morning Show. So yesterday, Nicole, Roy and I were leaving to go home at about, I don't know, 12. And as we're leaving, we see Quagmire, our direct boss, Walter, our big boss, and another friend of ours, Rob, who's like kind of in between the two.
Right.
Vice president or whatever. And they're just sitting there. And whenever you walk past that crew, they're always up to no good, just like a bunch of high school seniors. And we're on campus at high school.
And so as we're walking out, Manny and I hide behind a sign so they don't see us. And we're trying to come up with a game plan because we don't want to be heckled when we walk past.
And for those of you that don't know, it would be like heckling is like, how much money you cost me today? Leaving so soon?
Yeah. Leaving so soon.
Manny, I heard about the commercials that I missed. You know, just like, it's never like, show sounded great today. Man, I'm losing my voice. You know what I mean?
Right. It's never like, great performance, guys. Yeah. I hope you come back tomorrow.
Thanks for bringing Kiss back to life. It was dead a couple of years ago. You know, never that. It's always like, so sure enough. We're like, let's just make a clean break for it because it was beautiful. We wanted to get home.
And let me tell you, the perfect diversion happened. A sales guy approached us and walked with us. Perfect, right?
Talking about an appearance I have to do.
So we're distracted. They know that we're distracted, and we're about to pass the hecklers. I get into my car. Manny gets into my car, and I'm like high five in the air. Like, we made it. Finally, we made it. And as I'm pulling out, I hear the three of them screaming at me.
But your windows are rolled up.
Yeah. And you hear them going, you're going the wrong way. Don't you know how to exit the parking lot?
Hey, what? What is he doing?
Watch out when you're backing up. You're going to hit the cars behind you. I'm like, what's going on?
And then Walter's like, come see me tomorrow. Yeah. Did you ever roll your window down?
I did because he started, he like waved at me. He goes, I need to speak to you tomorrow morning after the show.
How far did you roll it down, all the way or just a crack?
It was in the process of going down as I'm moving. And I was like, all right, boss. But he's like, yeah, come see me after the show.
Funny.
So, yeah, we were still heckled.
We were like, we walked out. We saw the three of them. We're like, oh. And they were right in front of Roy's car.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, I just want to go home in peace. I want to be heckled on my way out. And we already spoke with him.
Yeah, and it's not a bad heckling. It's just like,
no, it's just like we said. You know, it's just
nonsense.
It's having fun, poking fun at us. You know, how much money it costed me today?
Yeah. Watch out! Oh, Roy doesn't know how to back up.
Yeah.
He's going the wrong way. Roy, you need to go this way when you leave the parking garage.
So our security guard, who I think his name is LeVar, but I call him LeVert, he has a jambox.
Oh, boy. And by the way, he had a jambox like on his belt, and you could hear the music, and he's walking towards the three bosses, and I'm like, he's going to get heckled too.
But he plays like V101.9 music. Like, let's see if I can find a song that he played. And this is what we were listening to yesterday. And this is all happening while the heckling is going on, by the way. Let me see if I can find it on our playlist here.
Who sings Let's Get It On?
Wait till you hear it.
Why is our internet so bad?
I don't know.
It didn't even load.
It didn't even load.
Here. You ready?
Yeah.
You're going to have to hear
it. Oh, Marvin Gaye. That's like on his jambox as he's walking by.
Loud.
Very loud. And then, of course,
I'm like, where's the music coming from? He's got his little jambox with him.
Is he moving with it?
Oh, yeah.
And he's walking over to them, to the hecklers.
The sound is filling up the parking garage, and you hear them going, is that the modern-day version of the boombox?
Yeah.
Just like,
remember you used to put the boombox on your arm and shoulder? Yeah, this is what you hear.
Because
I'm
in our parking lot when we're leaving.
It's a whole thing, man.
We need to put cameras down there. It's a damn reality show.
It is. It is.
Oh, that's so funny, man. All right.
And, you know, and I wonder if it's if they do that for everyone. Because, you know, like when they really like you, that's when they do it. You know what I mean? Like, I think they only do it to us because they genuinely like us.
I really believe that. I believe that it's like my friends. We all knew we loved each other because we would break each other's chops the whole time. We would just make fun of each other. And that's the way
those friendships are better.
Those friendships are the best.
So that's what we deal with.
Yeah. I mean, my boss Walter told me the other day, you know, he's like, I do it to you because I know you can handle it. I don't know about the other people.
No.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Roy got heckled on his way out. He can handle it.
Crying in my car. I just want to live in peace.
Get out of here. You're going the wrong way. I mean, one of them is bad enough, but when you get the three seniors, the three high school seniors
Yelling at the freshman.
Just started throwing him there his lunch money.
Here, just take it. Just leave me alone.
Roy, next time you got to be like, are you familiar that we are part of the CMS Stand Up Speak Out Anti-Bullying Campaign?
Yeah.
Just start handing out flyers to each of them.
Exactly.
It's so funny, though. It really is.
All right. Like we said, Friday is Diamond Day here on the MRL Show. $1,000 for you today at 8 a.m. We've got two War of the Roses for you, 6:50 and 7:50. And up next, a man who literally celebrated three amazing things all in one day. We'll tell you about it in less than 10 minutes.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We're going to get an update on Roy. If you missed yesterday's conversation, he fell in love over the weekend. And it wasn't with his boyfriend.
No, a different set of eyes caught mine. So.
And you're asking your boyfriend to fall in love with the same being.
I mean, okay.
The same thing. So we'll get into that. Roy's got a little bit of an update for us. He said he wasn't feeling great about something this morning.
Yeah, sometimes if you ever look into things, you're like, I wonder if that's a sign, if that's a bad sign. So I may be getting a bad sign. Okay. I don't know. It's the beginning.
Before we get into producer Nicole's dirty, because Loren's not here today, so producer Nicole's going to give us a dirty, I want to tell you about this guy. He's from British Columbia, Canada, and listen to his lucky day. He celebrated his birthday, his retirement, and a lottery win all on the same day.
Hey, there we go.
It was on April 28th. He matched all six numbers that evening to win $1.5 million. And it was also the same day that he said goodbye to his job. And it's the same day that he celebrated his 60th birthday.
Now, did he already have plans to say goodbye to his job and then he won? Or did he win and was like, screw you guys?
Really good point. It's unbelievable that all three events happened on the same day. He said, okay. I've worked hard for so many years, and I'm looking forward to sharing this fortune with my family. He treated his family and friends to some dim sum meal and then announced his newfound fortune. He said he plans to use some of the winnings for a trip back home to China.
I don't think Roy knows what dim sum is.
No. I have no clue what dim sum is.
It's ice cream.
That's ice cream? I don't know.
You don't know what it is?
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
I meant,
isn't it like a noodle?
No.
What is it?
Yeah, I mean, you were in...
I think it's like the dumplings, right?
Dim sum. Oh.
Yeah.
It's a style of Chinese cuisine prepared as small bite-sized portions and food served over steam baskets. So there you go.
Okay, so he had some dim sum.
AF.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that, nor never had that.
It's good. They're really good.
Did you have dim sum in Thailand when you went?
Not in Thailand.
No.
Had it here.
Ah. Who knew?
No.
We're the big dim sum community.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
No. It's not Lorette. It's producer Nicole, our good friend Lorette. Unfortunately, her baby Cash is sick today, so she's not going to be able to make it in.
So I'm here.
She's doing mommy duties for Cash, so you got to do mommy duties for Roy and I, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I do that every day.
I know you do. What's going on in the world?
So Adam Levine was on the Ellen Show, and he was talking about his two kids, because he is now a dad of two. He already had a 20-month-old daughter, Dusty, and in February, he added another little girl to the mix named Gio. So Dusty and Gio really get along. And they're really happy right now, but they eventually want more kids.
Mm-hmm.
So Adam, being the good husband he is, he said he'll let his wife handle that.
Oh, wow. Okay. He said he wants a maroon 5 of children.
He does.
At this rate, yeah. I mean, I think I'm going to definitely, let my wife be in control of the next child.
Right, but she wants more too, right?
Oh, yeah. We want, a lot.
Five.
Like
maroon 5.
That's, maroon 5.
Yes.
We have to have a band. Yeah. We have to have a band of children.
Now, if he has five kids, how many of those five do you think will be musically inclined? You know what I mean? Two of them will have nothing to do with music at least.
Right. Yeah, and I actually think that when you're around it so much as a kid, you don't want to be in it. You want to be seen it. I want to go do something else.
Yeah, or they'll do acting.
Right.
Like Will Smith, his son. He's in the music industry. So
that's true.
Opposite.
Switch it up.
Mm-hmm.
The Situation, who is on Jersey Shore, he is celebrating 2 years sober. I really like him on Jersey Shore this season.
Good for him, being sober.
Yeah.
Some people are trashing the Jersey Shore and saying that it's like
it's not
funny anymore.
It's not.
It's like sad to watch these parents. They're parents now. Well, you know, they're older.
Well, yeah. My girlfriend saw the filming of it when she was in Miami. She was actually, we saw her in like the past two episodes.
Oh, that's funny.
Awkwardly standing in the background. But she was saying how they literally had to like create stuff,
yeah.
And they were like telling people to like go interact with them and do all this to create content.
Now, Loren's brother was part of that production in Florida.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's funny.
And yesterday, Loren was saying how Paris Hilton got hacked, and now her hacker has been sentenced to 57 months in jail.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Paris Hilton said she is happy with that and feels like justice has been served.
Okay.
And she no longer uses iCloud.
Smart.
Is that it? That's it.
All right, cool. We'll get back to the dirty coming up at 7:30 right here on the MRL show. Roy, in honor of you saying that you did want to get a dog.
Yeah, over the weekend, Cinco de Papa, I met a beautiful dog named Carmen, 3 years old, that nobody wanted. Made me sad.
Not that nobody wanted her. It's just that she was up for adoption. How long has she been up for How long has she been on the adoption block?
I don't know. Well, it had to have been at least a year because her forms said she was two, but when I met her, she was three. So I'm guessing a year. And her parents dropped
her. Somebody
might
have just turned her in, is what I'm saying.
I'm just saying they turned her in because they didn't want her.
Okay.
And now I do.
Okay.
And she's precious.
And she is precious.
She is precious. And your boyfriend, Sterling, said that he wasn't 100% sold, so tonight you're going to meet the dog.
Yeah, 6:45, we're meeting at a discreet location to play with the dog.
Okay, why does that have to be discreet?
You know, and honestly, it is discreet because they don't like their address to be publicly known, so people don't just drop off dogs.
Oh, okay.
It is discreet.
Okay.
Which I thought was really cool.
Okay.
Like, if you want to get, you know, put your dog up for adoption, you need to contact them and go through a process,
right.
Not just leave the dog overnight.
Right, at the door or whatever.
Yeah.
Sterling's not feeling great.
He woke me up like, had it been like 1:30, not well at all. Very, very sick, and he wasn't breathing like well. His nose was stopped up, and I was like, this must be a sign. Like, this is the day we're supposed to meet Carmen. Today's supposed to be perfect. You know, all the stars are supposed to align for this one moment.
But maybe
to feel a connection, because that's the whole point. If he doesn't feel a connection, then we're not going to get the Carmen.
No, I get it. And maybe if he's sick and not feeling well, Carmen will bring out something in him. Because when I was sick, I used to love snuggling with my dog. Right. Nicole, isn't that a thing? Like that might be the stars aligning.
Finley, like, knows when I don't feel well and he'll just.
Yeah.
Well, see, I don't want false connection. I don't want him just to get a connection now because he is sick. I want it to be organic.
Well,
very nervous.
A new list has the wackiest dog and cat names of the year so far. These are dog names that I think Roy should consider.
Okay.
Ruffy the Vampire Slayer.
Ruffy the Vampire Slayer.
Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin, no.
Franklin Roosevelt.
For Roosevelt, okay.
Sir Lix-a-Lot.
Oh, I like Sir Lix-a-Lot. That's funny.
Sylvester Stud Puddin' Pop.
Oh, that's a stretch.
Madam Squishy Van Wrinkleface. That'd be awesome. What's your dog's name?
Madam Squishy Van Wrinkleface. Come on.
And Sir Poops-a-Lot. I keep calling you Loren. Nicole. Hi.
Hey.
You have a cat. What's your cat's name?
Polo.
How about Pablo Picasso?
Like that.
Edward Scissorpaws.
Like that. I had Polo first, and I was going to name Finley. His first name choice was Marco.
Marco and Polo. Come on, Marco. Come on, Polo. That's
but
pretty good.
Then I got him, and he didn't look like a Marco.
Let's see. Here's some other wacky cat names. Banana Paws. Colonel Puff Puff. Bob Cat the Builder.
You know, and I am struggling if I'm allowed to rename Carmen because she is 3 years old.
I think you can. I think you just have to. You just have to work on it.
I don't know.
And I would make it something close because they don't know their names. They know what's so like.
Farman,
like,
come on,
like
Farman.
Finley knows doesn't know his name's Finley.
Yeah,
he knows the
they know like
the tone.
Pitches.
Yeah.
So if I'm like,
yeah,
he just comes wagging along,
right. So just jumble up the letters. You got to keep Carmen. You just have to use those letters to make something, you know, like NARC.
So Mincar or something.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Hey, want to get... Welcome to the Mania War in the Red Morning Show.
Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up.
Hey.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
So.
You should put a ring on it.
Yes, you should. Yeah, but by the way, Manny was giving me hand signals, and your first one looked like somebody walking, and I'm like, what are you talking
about? I was showing my fingers for, hey, let's mention the ring.
Right, okay. So we're doing this cool thing with Diamonds Direct, and it's called Diamond Day Friday. This Friday, giving away a diamond every single hour, thanks to our friends in Diamonds, thanks to our friends at Diamonds Direct in South Park. So make sure you join the show at 6 a.m., 7, 8, and
yeah.
9.
You could also head over to kiss95.1.com and get in the running for one. And we'll pick out that winner on Friday as we are live. Roy and I are live from Diamonds Direct on Friday. So I wanted to share the story with you yesterday. I just didn't get to it. I took an Uber on Saturday to go to my brother's turning 50, y'all. Man. Good news is he's 7 years older than me. So I got quite the way to get there, but we celebrated his 50th birthday and I took an Uber and I don't know how we got on the conversation, but he was telling me that he was held up at gunpoint.
Oh no.
Like four nights before.
Really?
And
why would someone do that to an Uber driver? They don't have cash.
He said he was taking someone home and the guy was telling him that he'd just gotten out of prison and he was working construction and also he didn't have his driver's license. That's why he needed the Uber. He also was stocking shelves at a grocery store and that this guy was driving him home at like 2 a.m. from the grocery store from him stocking the shelves.
Okay.
So he's like, wow, you know, it's just good to hear that somebody who did something wrong is doing the right thing by having two jobs. And he's like, all I want to do is support my wife and my kids. And like, I've made a mistake and I'm trying to get it right. So he,
how does that escalate?
So he drops
that
him off.
Sounds sweet.
Yeah. I'm so, like, I'm for it too. I'm like, yeah, good for you, criminal.
No, no kidding. So he's like, it gave me a good feeling inside that
yeah.
like this person is a good person. So he said, I took him to a neighborhood that wasn't the best neighborhood. It's, you know, people are trying to get their stuff in line and whatever. So he said, I get a ping. And normally I wouldn't answer the ping in this neighborhood because I just wouldn't trust this neighborhood. This is what the guy tells me. So he's like, but for some reason, that story that the guy told me made me feel like I should do it.
Okay. Yeah.
He goes and picks the guy up and the guy pulls a gun on him.
Oh,
like four
in the bad neighborhood.
Four houses away from the guy he dropped off in the bad neighborhood. And he tells him, drive. And the guy goes, well, I can't drive. I got to put it into my phone, you know, the Uber thing. I have to do that, you know. And the guy's like, give me your phone. And the Uber driver said, I have my phone. Plus I have $30. Why don't you just take that? That's something. And, you know, he goes, no, I'm not trying to rob you. Trust me.
What?
He's like, I'm not trying to rob you. Trust me. Just drive. So he drives and the guy's telling him left, right, go straight, make
during
a left,
this process,
make a right.
He's like, hey, do you know Ted down the road? He's a really good guy. He's really reformed. If you need some help, Ted might.
He might be able to considering stocking shelves and working construction. It might be better for you. So listen to this. So then the guy says, all right, stop at this house. Another cat gets in the car.
What?
And they tell him, drive, just drive. And so he's in this neighborhood. And he's like, I'm just making left, rights. And I can tell they're doing something in the back of the car. Like there's some deal or something's going down in the back of the car. And the guy still has the gun out on the back seat. Now, they tell him to stop. The dude that had the gun jumps out on his phone and he's talking to somebody else. But he closes the door because he doesn't want the guy in the car to hear it. Well, the guy in the car tells the Uber driver, he's like, oh, man, this ain't good. So he opens the door and he leaves his foot like half in the door and half out. And the Uber driver's like, man, I had to make my decision on what to do. He goes, so I just gunned it and I ripped out of there.
No way.
Yeah. And then he goes,
were shots fired?
No shots were fired. But he goes, I was in a neighborhood. I had no idea how to get out of it. And I was so nervous. My phone was in the back seat because the guy took the phone.
Yeah.
So I'm just driving around and I'm like, and you were hoping that you don't come across the guy. we get to my location where he takes me. I'm in the car for 5 minutes getting the end of the story.
Right.
Like I'm not getting out of the Uber until I hear the end of the story. Did you get out of the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Yes, he did. I said, did you pass the guys again? He goes, no, I never saw them again. But I'll tell you what, I'm from India. I've lived in L.A., Chicago, New York City. My wife and I moved to Charlotte to live a relaxing lifestyle, and I wasn't held up in any of those other cities, and I moved to Charlotte, and I get held up at gunpoint, and I've been here a month.
That's crazy. Now, but can't he, I guess, report, because wouldn't that person have an account with Uber, and he can go to the police?
I didn't ask how that all went down, because, like I said, I was at my location. I was like, dude, that's an amazing story. Get this. He listens to 95.1, and we're his favorite show.
Oh, yay.
Unfortunately, I forget his name, but if you know who you are, I mean, that story, it isn't exactly a story that's could be close to anybody else's.
Yeah.
So that's just, so think about it when you try and tip your don't tip your Uber drivers, like what they go through. They never know who they're picking up or what's going on.
Yeah, and it's so that's so strange. Like what were the goal? What was the goal?
I don't know. And why did the guy get out of the car?
Yeah.
And he just took off, he said.
I would too.
Yeah, I made the right move. Still to come. I just wanted to share that with you. Yeah. Pretty interesting story. War of the Roses, another interesting story. Holly thinks her boyfriend Ben might be cheating on her. For one, he called her his roommate.
Oh, boy.
They live together. Why would he call her his roommate? What's going on? We'll test the relationship. War of the Roses, less than 10 minutes.
Inbound on Brookshire, no delay. Traffic brought to you by Dell. During Small Business Month, Dell is offering up to 40% off select PCs with 8th Gen Intel Core processors. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with a small business technology advisor today.
You know, we've been helping out the AIDS Walk for many years now, and we're glad to join them again for the AIDS Walk on May 12th. Support those living with HIV and those at risk. Register today at AIDSWalkCharlotte.org. Walk strong.
Remember when you and Loren hosted and you were emceeing with Incognito from Power 98?
Oh, my God.
And he'll
you
be
and
there.
And you and Loren. Yeah, Incog goes with us every year. He's awesome. Part of the fam.
So we go out there. I'm like, hey, guys, thanks so much for coming out. Thank you so much for listening to Kiss 95.1. Incog comes up right after that, and he goes, what's up, Charlotte?
The crowd
goes wild. Crowd goes wild. And I'm like, man, I got to learn a thing or two from
right.
him.
Hey, Incog, next year you go first.
We're about to bust a cheater. This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Welcome to the MRL show, minus the L. Producer Nicole sitting in for Loren, who's home with a sick baby today, doing mommy duties.
Mern.
So make sure you go to our Instagram and our Twitter at the MRL show and wish Loren, you know,
yeah, happy momming.
Happy momming, because it's tough when you have a sick kid at home.
Made a huge announcement yesterday. We're doing something that's never been done in Charlotte radio history, and we are so happy to make it happen this Friday. It's called Diamond Day Friday, where we're giving away a diamond every hour. That's 4 hours worth of radio. So, moms, we are taking care of you guys for Mother's Day. Guys, you might want to win a diamond for your mom or for your wife. You know, whatever it is, or moms, you can call in and win it on your own.
Yep. So make sure you're listening Friday, Diamond Day Friday, here on the MRL Morning Show, thanks to Diamonds Direct.
Also, slide over to kiss951.com, and you could try and win a diamond there as well.
There's diamonds everywhere.
Man. Really, there are.
We're making it rain diamonds.
And it's true. And you know what? We didn't even need a GoFundMe to get these diamonds together, but I was reading this article about the most ridiculous GoFundMe campaigns of all time. Some of them are straight crazy, y'all. And it's like, how can somebody set up a GoFundMe for a mom who's fighting cancer or something, and then at the same breath you see a GoFundMe for someone who wants to go to Disney?
That's true. I don't understand it as well. And, like, I have a friend, like, they do a Kickstarter for, like, businesses. And he had the most idiotic idea for a business. And luckily he got shot down before it opened up to funding. But I'm like, how does... Well, like, how is there moderation for that stuff, yet someone can do a Disney? I don't understand. Like, his whole business plan for this Kickstarter GoFundMe page was to take water and not clean it.
Yeah, that's weird.
Right. That was his idea, was that the bacteria in it
is good.
It's good for your system.
What if he's right?
And I'm like, that's the worst idea.
Yeah.
You gotta clean the water. Like, that's a bad idea. And like, so,
sounds like an SNL skit, you know, like the all new ice cold brown water.
Yeah.
With sticks and rocks and dirt.
He was hoping it would. Yeah. So but that got shut down. But yet somebody can go to Disney. I remember reading that article.
Well, this is the most ridiculous GoFundMe campaigns of all time, and we would love for you to get in on the conversation, too. You call in to say hi to producer Nicole, who's sitting in Loren's seat this morning, 704-570-9595. Have you guys seen any crazy GoFundMes where you're like, there's no way I'm donating to that? What was it? 704-570-9595. Here someone said there was a GoFundMe set up to help a woman find her spiritual journey, taking a trip around the world to, quote, find her spiritual journey. I need this to get me into my right mental state, it said.
How much money she raised?
The campaign was set up February last year. 82 people have donated $1,200 to her cause.
Oh, my gosh. I'm starting one. I'll find something.
Spend money to prove that the earth is flat.
No.
This is a GoFundMe campaign.
Oh, I bet that has millions of dollars. There's a lot of people who, for some odd reason.
How do they plan on proving it?
Let's see. B.O.B. is part of that entertaining crew that thinks that the earth is flat. He is so sure that the government is lying to us that he has set up the GoFundMe himself. And so far, he's raising $1 million to send multiple satellites into space in order to, quote, show that there is no curve.
So he wants to send his own cameras, not trust others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what the GoFundMe's for.
Doesn't Clooney have his own satellite? Why not just ask Clooney, hey, can you take a couple shots for me? He wouldn't lie.
He does?
Yeah, he's in the satellite business.
George Clooney is?
Yeah, he sells photos to governments from his satellite.
Wow. Yeah. How cool.
That's a really cool move.
Is it a really good-looking satellite?
Just like him?
just
beautiful.
Just his head floating in. It's his head floating around.
Yeah.
the craziest GoFundMes that you've seen, 704-570-9595, are at the MRL show. A flea-bitten newlywed couple wants to get a second honeymoon. Sarah and Sam Davey hope to raise $550 for a fresh getaway after they took their trip to the United Kingdom from America and it was cut short due to a flea infestation in their hotel.
Ooh.
So far, they've raised $220 of the $550. See, I would donate to that. That one's not that bad.
Yeah, that sounds.
I feel bad for them.
I would donate to that. You know, and I've donated money. There's a GoFundMe for, because radio DJs get fired all the time. There's a GoFundMe to donate to the radio DJs that get fired.
Really?
Yeah, and I throw $20 in there from time to time.
It's called On the Beach in our biz.
Yeah. And so, like, you know, because one day I'll, you know. We're going to get canned for sure one day.
Yeah, and on the beach for Roy and I is going to have an entirely different meaning than Loren.
Yeah. So
Loren will literally be on the beach enjoying a mimosa.
Yeah, her mom has a condo. So
yeah.
We'll be...
I'll be combing the beach with a metal detector looking for money.
Yeah. But I'd donate to that because that's a GoFundMe I can get behind.
Someone's got a GoFundMe to help purchase Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters. Huge Dave Grohl fan. Biggest fan decided that she got a bit of money together. She can hang out with the idol.
Huh.
So he reached out. She reached out to him and asked how long, what money it would take for her to get a weekend with him. $35,000.
Oh my gosh, $35,000. Well, she probably has to book him.
Yeah,
like a show.
Grohl.
Yeah.
So she's got a GoFundMe.
You know, a stupid GoFundMe I saw was somebody was raising money to get tickets to go see the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Mm-hmm.
Those tickets are free.
Nah.
You just gotta get them like months in advance.
Maybe they were trying to get hotel and airfare.
Oh, maybe. But yeah. I remember I saw that. I'm like, it's a free ticket. What are you trying to accomplish? Let's bring Olivia from Salisbury onto the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi.
Good morning, Olivia. So did you see a crazy GoFundMe?
Yes, I did. So I was trying to start my own once, and I saw a girl that was raising money for breast implants for a spring break trip.
Whoa.
Yes.
Did you want to know
puppies? Like, really? She got $5,000, though.
So she got the money?
She did.
Yeah. I have a feeling a lot of creepy guys were behind that GoFundMe.
Yeah.
What were you
a lot of anonymous.
What were you going to set yours up for?
I was setting mine up for a church in Kenya.
See?
That's a good cause.
Indeed.
And she's like, I only raised $1,000. Meanwhile,
for real.
The other girl got $5,000.
So Olivia needs to lie. Olivia's like, hey, I'm trying to get butt implants. Then take that money and make it part of the Kenyan church.
My gosh.
All right. Thanks, Olivia. Have a great day.
So we're on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook, Jeffrey's like, hey, here's an idea. Get a job.
That's no fun.
We raise it.
Yeah, it would have destroyed the whole segment of bad GoFundMes. Yeah. Hey, there's a lot more. We'll put those up at the kiss95.1.com. Producer Nicole in for Loren. That means she's going to do the dirty on the 30 for us. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, we'll find out what's going on in Hollywood.
The Manny Roy. You'll only see tonight at 10 o'clock on Fox 46 Charlotte, WJZY.
And we are super excited to partner with Diamonds Direct for this Friday's Big Friday Diamond Day giveaway. And we want you, by the way, if you don't win, to make sure you come out to Diamonds Direct on Friday. We'll be out there from 11 to 1, Roy and I. We're going to give away another diamond. You can go to kiss951.com to sign up for that diamond. But if you don't even win that, just go to Diamonds Direct because it's like winning every day at Diamonds Direct.
It really is. You go in there, they offer you a beverage, they have a massive selection, and now for Mother's Day, you can get 3 years zero interest financing on any purchase.
You heard Roy right. Mother's Day is coming, you guys, and don't forget the mom in your life. Earrings, pendants, bracelets, eternity bands, colored gemstones, pearls, all the fashion jewelry from top designers, all great gifts starting at around $200.
You know, they already have the low price guarantee, the nationwide low price guarantee. Go ahead. You can splurge a little with that 3 year zero interest financing. Diamonds Direct, they're on Sharon Road across from the South Park Mall.
On May 8th, justice is on the
credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing.
You know, we said it earlier when we started the show, but I think it's fair because other teachers are probably heading into work right now. So happy National Teacher Appreciation Day. Today, take a minute. Think about the teachers who helped shape you, a teacher who maybe you love the most, a teacher who recognized that even though you weren't a great student, Steve Maney, there was still something inside of you. If you could just stop making jokes in class, Steve Maney, you will be a great person one day.
Yeah, anyway, that's what they thought about you.
There you go. Happy National Teacher Appreciation Day.
Celebrity Gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lauren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Not Lauren.
No, producer Nicole sitting in for Lauren this morning. By the way, producer Nicole will also play Can't Beat Lauren. You'll be a fill-in today.
Okay.
You didn't look at the questions that Joaquin wrote, right?
I did not.
Good.
Okay, so if you are a Game of Thrones fan, then you know who the Mountain is. Do you know who the Mountain is, Roy?
If you know, I have no clue.
Okay. Well, the Mountain is officially the strongest man. He won the World's Strongest Man competition that took place on Sunday in the Philippines. So that's cool.
He must have a very tough European name.
He does.
Bjorn something, right?
Do you want
to
say it?
Give it to Roy. Let Roy have a crack at it.
No, it's going to be offensive if I say it.
No, try it.
It's a half poor Julius Bjorn.
Roy would like a half pour.
Yeah, I want a half
pour.
That's what it says. Okay. HAF, and then there's a. I've never even seen that letter in the alphabet.
It's tough, but he is now the world's strongest man. He's 6'9", 400 pounds.
Whoa, okay. Well, he crushed a man's skull on the show, so.
Yes. Johnny Depp was involved in an altercation on set. He attacked his location manager.
Come on.
Yeah.
I love that guy. I'm just hoping that he turns the corner one day.
Yeah. So according to reports, so he's on set filming for his new movie, Labyrinth.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And he punched a veteran location manager.
Whoa.
On the set.
And it's a veteran.
They say they know why, but it doesn't make much sense. And Tyra Banks is also stirring up controversy.
That's Tom Hansen from the original 21 Jump Street TV show I used to watch in the 80s.
Oh, yeah. Great show.
Edward Scissorhands.
Awesome game.
When you bring up 80s references, Nicole plows right through it.
Yeah, they're great. Tyra Banks is also in some controversial news because she has defended co-sleeping with her 2-year-old son.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
I mean, I know parents that have kids in their bed till they're like 5 or 6, and they're dying to get the kids out of the bed, but
she says it feels natural to have her son involved in her bedtime routine, but I guess a lot of people don't like it.
Okay.
Well, I will say, like, we never put Dean in our bed because we didn't want to have that where all of a sudden we had to deal with getting him out of our bed at 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I know couples that have their kids, and they won't sleep unless they're in their bed.
Yeah.
I get it, but it's hard. But there's trolls in the world, you know.
And then Kelly Clarkson is, this is her first season as a judge on The Voice. And they're getting down to the finals soon. And she performed last night.
For me, I found my heart beat.
As good as ever.
All that I've been through.
So good.
No, I don't think about it.
So good.
I mean, she was so much better than Jessi Guarini in that. She was so much better than everybody else in the first year of American Idol. It was unbelievable.
I still have her movie.
Do you?
Yeah.
Come here often?
Where her and
Justin.
Hey,
we met at the beach, right?
Yeah, my friends call me Kelly for short.
I'm Justin.
So, Justin, do you spend a lot of time in the girls' room?
You know, I just needed to make a quick escape.
Oh, me too. It's total insanity out there. There's even one guy passing out whipped cream bikini contest flyers. Set to grading or what?
Such good acting.
Set to grading or what?
So good
acting. She makes fun of that. She said they forced her to do that movie.
I believe it.
In an interview
they were trying
I read.
To make money, you know?
No, yeah.
Trying to capitalize off her.
This Guarini's claim to fame. Kelly's like, ugh.
I wonder what he's up to now.
Hanging the poster of the movie in his living room.
Yeah.
He's got a signed copy from Kelly.
Yeah. It's the greatest movie ever. She's like, ugh, destroy it.
All right. That's all I got.
Let's play Can't Beat Nicole, right, Roy?
Yes, 704-570-9500. Why did I blank on the phone number?
I don't know. 704-570-9500.
Yeah, 704-570-9500. Lauren is out sick with her baby, Cashton. So call now. Take down Nicole.
Hey, want
to
get...
You need to help keep your car on the road no matter how many miles it has. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
The Kiss 95.1 Pet of the Week is brought to you by Social Pet Hotel and Daycare. Visit kiss95.1.com to view the North Mech Animal Rescue Pets ready for adoption. Check the website for more information, like the name and info on this week's specific pet. Just don't look at Carmen because I'm interested in Carmen.
Roy's supposed to go meet Carmen tonight.
I am. At that location. 6:45 tonight. Yeah.
Okay. And don't miss Kids Fest on Saturday, May 19th from 10 to 4 at Cane Creek Park in Waxhaw. We did it last year. It was a lot of fun. Music, games, dance teams, lots of fun. And by the way, it's free from Kiss 95.1, Fort Mill Ford, Morris Jenkins, and WCNC, NBC Charlotte. We'll see you at Kids Fest on Saturday, May 19th in Waxhaw.
Lorraine is out sick today. Nicole is filling in. Can't Beat Nicole is going to be coming up in 3 minutes.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts on Kiss 95.1.
Sitting in for Loren is producer Nicole. Loren's home with a sick baby today. So it's actually Can't Beat Nicole. Josh, if you take Nicole down, you will not affect her overall score of 17 straight wins. But we'll also hook you up with a $100 Dunkin' Donuts gift card, okay?
We'll take it.
There you go. I love that. All right, so let's play. Throw Nicole out of the studio.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nicole, could you kindly leave, please?
Oh, yes.
That was very kind of him. Nicole is leaving the studio. We're on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook, you'll be able to see that Nicole is out, and only we can hear the questions.
All right, here we go. Josh, who are you in the car with?
I have Taylor and Matthew with me.
Hey, guys. All right, here we go. The Met Gala was last night, and our very own Cam Newton was there wearing a really cool suit. We had that picture up at the MRL show. Last night, the Met Gala was hosted by Rihanna and George Clooney's wife. What's her name?
Ooh.
It's something Clooney.
Camellia.
Okay, question two. This Look What You Made Me Do pop star kicks off her Reputation tour today in Glendale, Arizona. Who is that?
Taylor Swift.
Question three. Happy National Teachers Day. Chick-fil-A is giving away free sandwiches for teachers today. Now, they're open every day except when?
Sunday.
Question four. Donald Glover was both the guest host and musical performer on this week's episode of SNL. What name does Glover go by in his musical career?
Oh.
Three. Two. One. Okay, no answer there. Sorry, didn't make the clock. All right, question five. Happy 43rd birthday to Roy's number one celebrity crush and, quote, hero, who is featured on just about every one of Pitbull's songs. He's from Florida. Who is that?
Featured on every one of Pitbull's songs.
That's a hard one.
It is a hard five.
Hero is the hint, yeah. Too. Hero.
No answer. Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Yeah. Okay, buddy. That's all right. Come on all in, right. Nicole. Half the fun is just playing.
Yeah.
Don't worry about right or wrong.
Josh got two correct. Although, in Josh's defense, this was hard.
It was a tough one today.
This is really hard.
All right, Nicole.
All right.
Let's see how you do filling in for Loren. The Met Gala was last night, hosted by Rihanna and George Clooney's wife. Who was that?
Amal Clooney.
That is correct. Unfortunately, our friend Josh said Camellia, 1-0.
This is for cash, by the way.
You're playing for baby cash. There you go. All right. This Look What You Made Me Do pop star kicks off her Reputation tour today in Glendale, Arizona.
T-Swift.
That is correct. 2-1.
Happy National Teachers Day. Chick-fil-A is giving away free sandwiches for teachers. They're open every day except
Sunday.
That is correct. 3-2.
That's not a Hollywood question.
And that's pop culture. I don't know that. Come on.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, this show member constantly shows up on Sundays forgetting.
Everybody.
Yeah, everybody. That's correct.
That's correct.
Yep.
Question number three. Donald Glover was both the guest host and musical performer on this week's episode of SNL. What name does Glover go by in his music career?
Childish Gambino.
That is correct. Unfortunately, no answer from Josh on that one. 4-2.
Childish Gambino, Josh. You know him.
Yeah, now I know.
Happy 43rd birthday to Roy's number one celebrity crush and hero, who is featured on just about every Pitbull song. He's also from Florida. His name is?
Enrique Iglesias.
That is correct. Final score, 5-2. Very hard.
That was a Bridesmaid reference.
I'll try when you guys do true and false.
Yeah. I don't blame you, bud. I don't blame you a bit.
When she's on the plane in Bridesmaids and they go, what's your name? I'm Mrs. Iglesias.
Oh,
ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead and let us hear what we have to hear, you guys.
All right. Thank you, guys. And we are Josh Taylor and Matthew from Huntersville, and we cannot beat Nicole.
That's all right. Thanks for playing, you guys. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks.
Up in the Villa.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
We got your chance to win $1,000. Kiss Cash Code. Make sure you're listening at 8 a.m. for that code word.
Before that, War of the Roses. Heather wants to find out if her man Paul is cheating, but they've only been together for 2 months. So what makes her think that maybe he's cheating on her? Well, a couple specific things. We're going to test the relationship in less than 10 minutes.
Manny Ring Show, War of the Roses.
Before we get into the war, we want to let everyone know that we are just about 8 minutes away from hooking you up with $1,000 in the Kiss Cash Code, okay? So don't go anywhere.
Carrie, you said you've only been dating your boyfriend a short time in our message.
Manny, Roy, and Loren, Kiss 95.1.
If you missed our announcement yesterday, we're doing something really cool this Friday. Here to tell you more about it is my friend and coworker, Roy.
Thank you so much, Manny.
You're welcome, Roy.
Appreciate the lead-in. No, it's called Diamond Day this Friday. We're giving away a diamond every single hour, thanks to our friends at Diamonds Direct in South Park. All you got to do is listen. It's not hard. We'll tell you what call number to be. You call in at that time, and you get a diamond. It's all in. It's all for Mother's Day. So make sure you're listening this Friday, every hour, giving away a diamond.
Okay, that sounds great. We'll all be there, Roy. Thanks. Nicole's sitting in for Loren, who's not here today. Baby Cash is at home and not feeling well. Shout out to all the teachers. Up on kiss95.1.com is going to be a whole list of where you can get lunch and dinner for free or discounts at all different places today. It's not just food places. Like, I saw Budget Rental Cars giving all teachers 20% off of rentals today.
Oh, wow.
So go rent yourself a convertible for the day.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, sure. It's your day.
Mm-hmm. What's going on with you, Nicole?
Oh, you know, I'm just hanging out.
Yeah? What's going on in your world? I really want to do a Nicole segment here. Let's do a Nicole segment, Roy.
I like that.
Yeah, let's do a Nicole segment.
I love this. You know, because, like, I really miss Nicole. And, like, so this weekend, Nicole and I hung out. We went to Hoppin. And, man, we're drinking. And next thing you know, we spend 3 hours. And I'm like, I miss her. We never know a lot of what's going on in her life.
Yeah, and somebody just said on our Facebook live chat, geez, Nicole's being quiet, as opposed to Loren, who sits in that seat and doesn't stay quiet.
Yeah,
not that we want her to. We love Nicole.
We want you to talk.
She's the star. But we want you to talk, too. Tell us something funny about Roy in a swimming pool.
Funny in a swimming pool? What's so funny about me in a swimming pool?
Who did you run into and Roy was at the swimming pool?
So Roy's bae, before moving in with Roy, lived in the apartment complex that I live in.
Okay, in South End, Charlotte. Here.
Yeah, and his hall is right next to my hall. So if we're going to, like, the trash or the mail room, we're gonna bump.
Yeah, you run into
each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I hung out with them on Saturday And Sunday, I'm going to the trash can, and Roy's Bay is going to the trash can. And I'm like, oh, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I'm just finishing moving out. Da, da, da. I mean, he had been there for a few hours. And my girlfriend was like, well, where's Roy? And then he just turns and goes, he's at the pool.
Why do you say it so sassy?
Because he probably wanted your help.
He's been moving out. Let me tell you something.
He had three bags of trash and a trash can and was trying to hold it all. We had to get the door for him.
Roy's relaxing at his pool.
It's not as simple as that. It's not as simple. Number one, he's been moving for like 3 months now. It's been the longest process ever. I can't be there every other weekend when he's moving. It's just, it's too many days.
Oh, you got things to do. You got to sit by the pool. Are you the lifeguard? Is that why you have to be there?
No. So a buddy of mine, my trainer, Taylor, he's my trainer at Functional Fit, and he always wants to meet up and hang out. By the way, the plug bell. And I've just lately, when I try to hang out with Taylor, it's just our schedules haven't been aligning up. So like for the past, and I'm not even joking, like six times I've missed Taylor. I've missed my to hang out with him. And so finally I found a day where, okay, Taylor's going to be at my pool and I'm going to go hang out with Taylor.
So let me get this straight. A gay man is letting his boyfriend move his apartment while he hangs out at the pool with his male trainer. How do you think Sterling felt about that?
Well, my male trainer's not gay. We're just friends.
Eye candy, no?
No, my... Okay. Eye candy, seriously?
you're such an instigator.
I'm sorry, Okay. No, it's just, he's my buddy. And I finally found a moment, a day, where I'm hanging out with him. By the way, I didn't know Sterling was doing this whole thing. So Sterling calls me, and he's like, hey, can you come help me? I got my car filled to the top with stuff.
What time is this?
It's like four.
And where are you at this point?
I'm at the pool.
Still?
Yeah. And I'm like, what do you mean your car's filled with stuff?
And rather than saying, yeah, I'll come help, bud, honey.
I told him I can't leave. There's no way I can leave.
Mind you, his apartment is not even a quarter mile away from where we're at.
He talked to you after this?
What do you mean, talk to me?
Did he start moving his stuff back into his apartment?
It is bad. It is bad. And like I told him, like, well, if you need help, we got carts downstairs. I can get you a cart so you can load things from your car to the apartment.
You do have the old lady food cart.
Yeah, we do have that.
Yeah. So,
I couldn't. Here's the thing. He's been moving forever. And just that day I had plans.
And he was okay with that?
No, it was a whole thing. But no, we're past it now. I'll do better.
In your relationship, you're moving someone into your apartment. Someone's moving into your apartment, and you're not available to help because you got to hang out by the pool. That's my Roy.
But I was there. Hang on. I was there multiple weekends helping him. It's been a long process. Although, when we did have...
It been a long process? Because, I don't know, maybe you do half pool, half moving instead of really dedicating one full weekend to the move?
No, he's been taking his time with it, but we did hire a couple movers to help us with the big stuff, and I, like, refused to touch anything. And he's, like, wanting to help them. I'm like, you're paying them to move you. Why are you wanting to help them? And then you fast forward, we ended up moving furniture into the movers' homes.
Yeah, one of the movers liked a piece of furniture. Roy told this story. Yeah. And next thing you know, Roy ends up moving that from the rental truck into this mover's apartment.
We hired the mover to move us. We were end up moving for the mover. I mean, what goes on?
God, I love that story.
Yeah.
Back. Sounds like a lion tamer.
Yeah. Fast forward 2 hours earlier, I'm like, I'm not touching the furniture. I'm not touching that piece of furniture. And then I'm moving it to the guy's home.
Okay.
That's right. I was in the doghouse for that one.
Thanks for bringing that to the table today, Nicole. I'll check that off our list. Roy didn't help Sterling move. Was that pool I wrote?
Thanks. I love how my segment turns into Roy and you.
I typically do that. Make things about me.
Well, you're in a real happy place right now. Relationships
I'm good.
In good shape.
I'm chilling.
Everything's on the up and up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. All right. You're sitting in, so that means you got to do the dirty.
Okay.
Do you have what's called the tease in the business, where like you say, "Hey, coming up."
Sure.
What's that noise?
I don't know. I hear a clicking noise in the studio.
I'll leave. It sounds like a ticking time bomb.
I can't tell if it's Power 98 jamming out so much and shaking our equipment or if there's something going on in here. That's what we, that's what we
All right, what's coming up in the dirty?
Ow.
What do we got?
Anyways, so in the dirty, someone starts their tour today. A new band is forming of stars, and someone denies that she's Becky with the good hair.
All right, it's all coming up in 10 minutes.
Invisalign practice. Dr. Colin Webb can achieve amazing results in just months and can take on complex.
Up for Ace Rewards members only through May 14th. See participating stores for details.
You see what our buddy QB1, Cam Newton, wore to the Met Gala last night?
So swaggy.
I just put it up on my Twitter. Radio Mania. You can go check it out there.
On your Instagram.
Yeah.
On my Instagram. You're right. What did I say? Twitter? Radio Mania on Twitter. It's such a cool outfit. He's awesome. He'll be in the studio in just a couple weeks from now to talk about his kickball tournament that's coming. It's the Cam Newton Celebrity Kickball Tournament, and it starts at noon at Memorial Stadium. Tickets are just $5. It can be purchased on site. And, of course, the proceeds go to help the youth right here in our city. Visit cam1newton.com for more details.
Yes. By the way, it's not on your Instagram, so I don't know where it's
at. It's on my story. I just posted it.
Story? See, that's the thing. I never pull up stories.
Really?
Yeah. I always immediately just look at the page because you told me to go to the page, so I just that's where I went.
And I tell Nick, I have this argument with Nicole. Where should we post stuff? On the page or on the story? She's a story girl.
So anyways, join Kiss 95.1 Saturday, May 12th from 2 to 7 for the Ballantine Wine Festival at Ballantine Village. Your chance to savor and taste wines from local, regional, and national vineyards. Go to ballantinewinefest.eventbrite.com right now to get your tickets.
Major happenings at last night's Met Gala, and producer Nicole sitting in for Loren will update us on the very latest coming up in 3 minutes on the Dirty on the 30.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Sitting in for Loren, doing a great job on the Dirty on the 30 this morning is producer Nicole. Go, Nicole, you're off and running.
Okay, so the stars came out for the 2018 Met Gala, and I just realized, does anyone even know what the Met Gala like really is?
I do.
It's where you wear crazy clothes.
No, but it's a fundraiser for the arts and costumes.
Okay. Cool.
We're not going to check his facts. You just are going to accept
yeah,
that?
Sure. Oh. It's what everyone does these days. Yeah. This year's theme was Heavenly Bodies, Fashion, and Catholic Imagination. So there was a lot of crazy costumes there last night, but we had a couple appearances last night. Shawn Mendes and Hailey Baldwin seem to have confirmed their relationship.
Yeah, they looked awesome.
Yeah, and for all you Riverdale fans, co-stars Lily Reinhart and Cole Sprouse were there as a couple, too.
Yep.
So there was a lot of rumors about them.
I saw Cam was there. Tom Brady showed up with Giselle. Yes. Cardi B looked awesome.
Yes.
Katy Perry had wings on.
J-Lo and Alex Rodriguez looked awesome.
J-Rod.
And 2 Chainz got down on one knee and proposed to his longtime love.
At the Met Gala?
At the Met Gala.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Kim and I think Kim was there.
I saw.
Kendall was there with Travis.
With Travi, yeah.
Oh, sorry,
no,
Kylie.
Kylie was there with Travi, and Travi looked awesome.
Yeah. Kim was there. No Kanye.
Mm.
Yeah. Rihanna was there as well. She helped host, and she looked good.
Posted with Amal Clooney.
Yeah, and Taylor Swift kicks off her tour tonight. So the Reputation Tour isn't coming here to Charlotte, but will be in Atlanta.
I saw she's posted so many clips on her Insta story of her rehearsing.
It looks like it's going to be amazing. And also there is a new group that now consists of Sia, Diplo, and Labyrinth. They're called LSD.
No way.
Yeah. Huh. And they are releasing a new single together, and it's called Genius. So we'll have that soon.
All right. Thank you so much. And if you want to find out all the previous, do you have a What Loren Likes by chance or no?
No, but someone okay. in...
What's Nicole like? What's on your mind?
What do I like?
What are you into right now?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
But someone on our Facebook chat is talking about glitter sunscreen.
Oh, okay.
So I'll do some research on that and... Loren will probably use that.
Cool. There you go.
Cool. Okay, so if you want to find other What Loren Likes, you can always go to the website, kiss95.1.com, and read the latest and greatest there.
You know, we are the radio show known for helping weed out all the cheaters in the world with War of the Roses. And after you found out you were cheated on, you might have done something to get payback. We found a whole bunch of crazy breakup stories. And we're going to read some of them, but we want to hear from you guys. What's the crazy thing you... I want to take the word crazy out. What's the revenge you got on a cheater.
Okay.
704-570-9595. The revenge you got on a cheater, we're going to talk about it in just about 7 minutes.
Hey. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Friday is Diamond Day. Thanks to our friends at Diamonds Direct, we are giving away a diamond every hour in honor of the great moms in our lives. And this is something from what we understand from people that have lived in this town for a long time. It's never been done on Charlotte radio before. And I'll even go so far as to say it's never been done on Charlotte TV before.
Okay.
But that. You think a local news program is giving away a diamond every hour? Come on.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Nope.
So make sure you're listening this Friday to the MRL Morning Show here on Kiss 95.1 to win a diamond every hour. Thanks to Diamonds Direct.
You can also head over to kiss95.1.com and sign up to win one there.
You could do that actually right now.
Well, maybe I will.
Well, maybe you should.
BRB.
That's so stupid.
So listen, you guys, we need to hear from you. We want to hear, how did you get revenge on an ex? 704-570-9595. The show that specializes in breaking up cheaters. Producer Nicole sitting in for Loren today. Did you ever do anything to get back at a cheating ex?
I tried to and it backfired.
So did Roy. What was yours?
I was in high school and had my boyfriend at the time. We just broke up and he ended up going back to his ex. So I had a picture of him and I. And it was one weekend morning. I was out, and then my parents weren't there. I was out on the porch of my house, and I had a lighter, and I had the picture. So I decided to light the picture. Well, it hit my hand, so I flung it, and my whole backyard lit on fire.
No way.
Yeah. And so I had to call the fire people had to come. My trampoline went up in smoke.
You got to be kidding.
Yeah. And up to this day, I'm pretty sure my parents think that I was, like, testing out cigarettes. And I'm like, no, I just, like,
I was
like,
burning an X.
Like, they thought my, my real story was a cover story. And I'm like, no, I just, it hit my hand, so I flung it.
Testing cigarettes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Fail.
Big time. Did your ex ever, the person that you were burning, did they ever find out that was...
No.
Nah.
No.
She's like, did you hear Nicole was smoking cigarettes and lit up her
in the backyard?
That's what the friends
said. Man, then she's really going downhill.
Yeah.
I'm glad I got out of that.
I got to her.
I got to her.
Hey, these are crazy breakup stories that we found on the Whisper app. I had a friend once got back at her cheating boyfriend. She put his beloved motorcycle on Craigslist for sale. Needless to say, tons of people kept calling him asking if it was for sale. He had no idea why they were doing that. My friend got caught cheating. His then girlfriend slashed all four tires on his Suburban. Now, we've heard that you got to slash all four. What's the reason for that, Roy?
You got to slash only like three because, right?
Or else insurance, if it's all four, insurance covers it. If it's only three,
insurance doesn't cover it.
Yeah. We've heard that from revenge artists.
All right, let's bring in Caroline from Charlotte. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, yes. I was dating this guy, and I found out that he had been cheating on me, and I didn't tell him that I do. And so I told him I just didn't want to go to prom that year, and he was always jealous of one of my friends that was a guy, because he always thought we had something going on. So I went to prom with that guy and then broke up with him as I posted the picture on Instagram.
So you used him.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I had to kind of, like, let him know I knew because he thought I was dumb, so,
There you go.
You used that other guy as a prop. Took the picture with him, then I broke up with him. What? The guy's like, huh?
I thought we were having a good time. This is Alyssa in Charlotte. Alyssa?
Melissa.
Okay, it's Melissa. Melissa, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
So, when I was a senior in high school, about 10 years ago, my ex cheated on me. And back then, he used to have a bunch of people call him and leave him voicemails and everything. So I knew the password to his voicemail. So I went in and I changed all of the settings to Spanish. And I changed the actual password so that he couldn't go back in and do it himself.
No way.
That's revenge.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Thanks, Alyssa.
I don't know what I'd do if that happened to me. If they did everything in Spanish, and then, like, if I couldn't unlock anything.
Yeah, because if you change the written language on your iPhone to a different language, it's impossible to figure out how to get back to it. You have to go to the store.
This is Jennifer and Charlotte. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Jen. We were just talking about this.
So I had to fly back and forth up to Boston because my dad had cancer. And my ex was having girls in my house when I was gone. He, like, cheated on me the whole time I was gone. So when I found out, I stabbed the tires out on his 22-inch rims that I had bought him for his birthday. Mm. And I also moved furniture with his best friend.
Whoa. You really got him.
Oh, yeah.
Did you let him know that you moved furniture with his best friend?
Oh, my God. I didn't even have to. Like, his cousin found out, and, like, it was this huge, you know. Yeah.
Was the friend better than your boyfriend?
Oh, my God, yeah.
You really got back to him. Well, he's a jerk. But she's going to see her dad who's fighting cancer, and he's cheating on her. He deserves everything he gets.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to the MRL show. Happy revenge. Jeez. Lots of calls coming through. You want to take another round?
Yeah, 704-570-9595 or tweet at the MRL show. We'll take your phone calls coming up here in about 5 minutes.
Revenge on cheaters.
Now it's your turn. 95.1.
Shout out to all the teachers on National Teacher Appreciation Day, including Taylor brings up a good point to at the MRL show on Twitter. She says, it's not just the teachers, it's the future teachers, including myself, graduating from UNCC this Saturday. Congratulations, Taylor.
Good for you. Yeah, we love our teachers. We do an event every year called Back to School for Teachers 2, where we get all the teachers in one restaurant. We have like 95-cent appetizers, drink specials, and we just celebrate, man.
Yep.
We're a big fan of the teachers and what you do. We know you're underpaid and you're there trying to shape the future.
In fact, Loren's not here today, so producer Nicole is sitting in with us. Producer Nicole, what was the conversation we had yesterday?
Conversation we had yesterday is we are trying to do something for the teachers who will be traveling to Raleigh in the upcoming weeks for a particular rally. We are trying to work it out with people that we can do something special for you guys.
We know it's a special day. CMS is off, so the teachers will be traveling up to Raleigh. Like Nicole said, that was our conversation yesterday. So if that doesn't show you teachers that were into you.
I know. Well, so we are talking about right now, though, getting revenge on an ex. How'd you do it?
704-570-9595. Tweets coming in at the MRL show. My ex slept with my brother, so I slept with her mom.
My ex slept with my brother.
So I slept with her mom.
Okay.
That's what that's a tweet that we got.
That's pretty cool.
Also, Brooke says, damn, Roy, you're too damn girly.
What?
In regards to our conversation earlier, I guess, about you not helping your boyfriend move and laying out by the pool.
I'm not too girly. I just, you got to know the backstory. He's been moving for 4 months.
Take it up with Brooke on Twitter, Roy.
And I thought he was just cleaning out. I didn't think he was moving anything.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I know. I'm the worst boyfriend. Why he still stays with me, I don't know.
Well, if he ever gets back at you, if you ever cheat on him, he has got a couple good ideas on how to get back at you. That's what we're talking about. How did you get back at a cheating ex?
This is Krista in Mooresville. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Morning, you guys.
Hey, Krista, go ahead. How'd you do it?
Okay, so I married my... He was in the Army, got deployed for 15 months, and he cheated on me in Iraq with a medic in his unit.
Ooh.
So I'm here like sending packages every week and being like best wife ever.
Did you find that out if he's in Iraq?
So this was in the MySpace days, right? Mm. I went on there and I hadn't heard from him in like 2 weeks, so I was freaking out. So I went on his MySpace and she had written him a message and just said, hey, where are you? Like, I missed you the past couple days. So I wrote her and I just said, hey, like, this is his wife. If you could, like, have him call me or something, I'm just really worried. And she was like, wife.
Oh, wow.
So she basically told me the whole story. So
that's
how that went down. But
how'd you get revenge?
So I had been saving all of his, like, extra money that had been coming in for him in a savings account. So I just went on a huge shopping spree and spent thousands.
Oh, you cleaned out his account.
I did.
Oh. Now, you said this was back in the MySpace days. Do you still have anything from the shopping spree?
I do. I have a couple of Coach bags from the
There we go. There we go.
Hey, buddy, thank you for serving our country. Don't thanks for cheating. Krista, we're glad that you got revenge.
Yeah, thanks.
There
Bye,
you
guys.
Go. All right, enjoy.
All right, let's bring in Jen from Concord. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Jen. So how'd you get back to an ex?
Well, we were actually still together at the time, but he used to cheat on me all the time. Well, when I started finding out about it, he was just a real jerk to me. So I would spit in his food and watch him eat it.
Oh, my gosh. have we no limits?
You know, I don't think that's that bad compared to all the stuff she could do.
Okay, I guess. Jenny's the cheater gets that we asked for the question.
He's probably wondering. Yeah. He's like, why'd she keep asking me how the food is? It's fine. It's Taco Tuesday. My God.
Why is she staring at me with binoculars from across the street? Somebody said my ex had a white car and was way OCD about it. When I found out he cheated on me, I put mud all over it.
Okay. You know, this wasn't really at an ex, but it was a prank gone bad. We thought it'd be funny to put bologna on the car. There's some prank where you put bologna on the paint on the hood of the car, and it's supposed to mess up the paint. Well, we didn't know that part. So we put bologna on the windshield, and so the next morning they just had fried bologna.
They just peeled it
yeah.
off.
Yeah, they just had fried bologna on the windshield. Nothing.
Really showed him.
Yeah.
If you put the bologna on the car, it makes a circle because I guess the meat eats the... that's what you said, yeah.
The acid or something.
Yeah.
So it was just fried bologna the next morning.
That's great. Well, this whole segment started because we found these stories on the Whisper app, but I still think, producer Nicole, you take the cake.
Yeah, but mine was like a fail.
Yeah, that's still funny.
Yeah.
You were trying to light a picture of an ex on fire and it caught her old backyard on fire.
I love the fact your parents thought she was getting into cigarettes.
Yeah. And when my parents, they sold that house and they were like, do you remember that time? Da-da-da. And they're like, oh, you're definitely smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. And I told them what happened and they just laughed it off. Like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. That's funny. All right, you guys. Roy, by the way, you are getting responses now on Twitter.
It. This is Corey, completely unrelated, but Roy is hilarious. You chill by that pool, buddy. Then you did hashtag Big Daddy Roy. What does that mean? what was the Big Daddy part?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I mean, I am bigger.
Yeah, but come on. All right.
Thank you, Corey. I appreciate it.
A brand new phone slam coming up in less than 10 minutes.
With the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Home of the $1,000 KISS cash code. It's going on today. We already gave you the code word for 8 a.m. this morning. Your next shot to win is at 11 a.m. with Cameron. Just about 2 hours.
All right, yeah, don't go anywhere. We'll give you the code word to text to 40772.
Not to mention yesterday at 7 a.m. we mentioned a huge contest coming to the MRL show on Friday. It's called Diamond a Day. We're hooking you up with a diamond every hour for Mother's Day this Friday.
Yep, it's all thanks to our friends at Diamonds Direct in South Park. So make sure you're listening Friday starting at 6 a.m. to win a diamond.
I mean, what more could be going on in the world at KISS 95.1?
A phone slam?
Okay.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show phone slam. Reach my
telephone. And we had this dumb concept, and we just needed someone to play a prank on. And we found someone. It's a brand new phone slam.
Hello?
Darren, please?
Yeah, this is Darren. Who's this?
Hey, Darren, my name's Mike. Calling from Hidden Hill. How you doing?
Oh, hey, man. Good. What's going on?
Congratulations on your new car. How you liking it?
Love it, man. Love it. It was, I had to do it at this point with the old one and everything. But, everything's going well with it. You know, it's good experience and everything all around.
Yeah, 2003 Mitsubishi Eclipse. Got yourself a new car with all the amenities and stuff. You must be pretty happy about that.
Oh, yeah. No, it was definitely time for that update.
Good.
And everything.
Good.
So,
well,
yeah,
I want to thank you, coming from the dealership. I'd like to thank you for what you did for us. Obviously, the 2003 Mitsubishi Eclipse Spyder GTS, as I'm sure you know, it was in the Fast and the Furious. Fast and Too Furious. We put the VIN number in, just like I'm sure you did when you bought it, and found out. Heck, we can get a couple hundred thousand for this at auction. There's a lot of fans out there that'd be into buying this car. Obviously, when you bought it, they stripped it down and had it down to its, you know, silver color. But beautiful convertible, beautiful car. So thank you from us. Thank you so much, because this will be so great for the dealership. We want to thank you so much.
Wait, what? What? This car? What do you mean? The car? It was in the movie?
That's right. It was in Too Fast, Too Furious. I believe I have it right here. It was driven by Roman Pierce in the movie Too Fast and Too Furious. 2003 what? Mitsubishi Eclipse Spider GTS. Remember, it was purple. You've seen the movie. Had the big spoiler in the back.
I've seen the movie. Wait, my car, the one I traded in, was in that movie?
That's right. Mm-hmm. You know it. No. And Darren, thank you. Oh, you didn't know that?
No, man. Are you sure? No, that wasn't in what?
Too Fast, Too Furious. That's right. What, you didn't punch in that VIN number?
No, I mean, I got it from I got it off of like a friend and everything. So I mean, it wasn't anything that. Really,
No. Really, you got to go on a website. There's a website called Is My Car Famous? It says, I just pulled it up. The uses of the car in the movie was for racing and transporting drug money. Whoa. And speaking of money, we're going to make a lot of it off of you. So thanks so much. This Mitsubishi Eclipse is very famous. So we're going to put this at auction, make a couple $100,000 off it. But you enjoy your new car.
What? No. Hey, wait, hang on. I mean, if this
I believe
like
we
car,
gave you $3,000 for it, which I think you used to put towards your new car. So thank you so much for doing that. We appreciate it.
Would you, I mean, do I get like a cut off of this or something? I mean, if this car is famous,
us the favor, Darren. You did us the favor, so we just want to thank you so much.
No. Hang on. I'm still within like a time. I can come and like trade out the cars back, right? Like I can
do what now? Trade the cars back? No, Darren, you can't do that. You got yourself a nice new car. What you want this one for? We're gonna go ahead and take care of this one now.
No, I mean, I want to take care of that one now. Actually, if that's the case, like I mean, can I get like a cut of what you guys get at the auction or something? I mean,
all right. Well, thank you so much for driving our new car. We appreciate it. I don't believe you'll get a piece of it. I think, as you know, you legally it's our car now. We have the title, we have everything. But you're very happy in your new car, and we thank you very much.
You guys have like a return policy. I mean, I spent like half an hour with this guy talking just about return policy.
Right, no return policy. Mm-mm. That's it.
All right. What is your name again? Because I'll come in right now. We can talk about.
All right. Thanks for the famous car. Now.
No. Whoa. What is your name? I'll come in.
What is my name? My name is Maney. That's it, Maney, from the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Darren, we're playing a phone slam on you.
Wait, all right, hang on.
Your friend Brian wanted us.
What the hell?
Phone slams, because we all need a good laugh, one.
Another 95 minutes of commercial-free music kicks off today at 11:30 for your lunch break. I'm Cameron with Megan Trainor. It's No Excuses on KISS. KISS 95.1, Charlotte's number one hit music station. Cameron here with Drake and God's Plan.